us in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. This is David Leeds. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and want a lifestyle you have been dreaming of, let Eileen and I share with you how Relive has changed the lives of many people. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. and hear testimonies of people that have found Relive to be the answer. For more information, we are available at 1-888-871-8734.
Saturday, June 6th, The Amazing Grace School of Dance presents an original ballet drama, Esther, for Such a Time as This.
Come, join Amazing Grace School of Dance for their 10th annual celebration performance as they present the ancient story of Esther for Such a Time as This. The cast is made up of over 130 Amazing Grace School of Dance students, friends, and local talented actors who are excited to present the story of how one girl was able to save an entire nation from destruction. After Hadassah's family is brutally murdered, she is taken in by her uncle Mordecai, who raises her as his very own daughter. Years later, after Queen Vashti is banished from the kingdom, King Xerxes and his royal advisors decide that they must find a replacement. They summon all of the young maidens of Persia to the palace. As Hadassah is being taken away by the king's guards, her uncle advises her to hide her Jewish descent, and he changes her name to Esther. While in the palace, the girls are given a year's worth of beauty treatments to prepare them for one night with the king. But only one will become the king's true love, his queen. In the end, because of Esther's bravery and love, she was able to thwart Haman's evil plan to kill off the Jews. Come and join Esther in her adventure as she manages to save an entire nation with her love and bravery.
Esther presented 5 p.m. Saturday, June 6th at Sunrise Theater, 117 South 2nd Street, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34950. For tickets, call 772-461-4775 or visit sunrisetheater.com.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There are times in our life when we really need to pay attention and be quiet. The first one is when there ain't no evidence for what's going on. When you can't see the promise, there's no evidence of the promise in your life. Sometimes you just need to be quiet. Don't complain. God's true to His Word. Amen? You got to say, man, I got to be quiet because I know there's a victory on the way. This ain't looking the way I thought it was going to look, but I know there's a victory coming. If God said it, He's going to do it. Most of us, we get very desperate sometimes and we cut loose with our mouth when it don't happen the way we thought it was going to happen or in the time that we thought it was going to happen. And we just start, and we start thinking and feeling, we feel it. God must have forgot about me. God must have forgot about me. My God forgot the promise. When is this thing going to happen? God forgot about me. I don't know if it's ever going to work out. I don't know if it's ever going to come to pass. Here's a good one. I was foolish to believe that that was ever really true for my life. Doubt floods and fear floods in. We're overwhelmed with emotion and we just want to quit. We just want to give up. I think I'll just go fishing this weekend. Pastor Jason won't miss me anyway. Such a beautiful day. I'm just going to go out and be alone with my thoughts and go out there and we just sit out in the fishing boat. Nobody loves me. I can't even catch a fish. Ain't even nothing biting. Be six boats around you and everybody pulling fish in a boat. You ain't catching nothing. Come on, man. Secondly is when you feel overwhelmed and you're surrounded by enemies who seek to do you harm. Listen to me. Not everybody is excited about your dream. Not everybody's happy about your breakthrough. Matter of fact, listen to me very carefully. Don't miss this. There are some people in your life that do not want you to be successful. They're cheering against your success. They're mad at you. They don't like you. They want to see you fail. Listen, quit crying over the people that ain't getting on board with you. Stop crying over that stuff. Get around people that believe in you. Get around people that have a dream and a purpose over their life. Get involved somewhere where people are going in the same direction. Get some hope in you. Get some faith in you. Amen? Get away from them. Nobody loves me. Nobody supports me. Nobody cares about me. Nah, nobody, 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 nobody. You'll be singing the song Nobody till Jesus comes back. And you'll be all alone. When you get like that, at that point, you got to harness yourself and say, wait a minute, there's a victory in progress in my life. God's got a promise over my life. God's got destiny over my life. God didn't make me for no reason. He created me with purpose. There's a reason that I'm here. There's a place of success in my life that I got to tap into. You know, good and well, when they marched around that wall, not saying nothing. On day 4 or 5, there were people leaning over the wall going, "You look so stupid. What's wrong with you? That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. You just gonna march around the city? Ha! Throwing tomatoes over the side. You look so dumb down there. What are you trying to prove? Who do you think you are?" You know, good and well, that's what was going on. And Joshua said, "Shh. Be quiet. Don't say a word. Don't believe that stuff. There's a victory in progress." Can you imagine marching around that city and you're sitting there thinking, "I ain't going to hear that. I don't want to hear that." People yelling from the top of the wall, calling you stupid. You don't know what you're doing. You're out of your mind. Why are you going to church? What are you doing down there? Do you really think you got a call of God on your life? Do you really think you're a Christian? You're so dumb. Shh. Be quiet. There's a victory in progress for your life. Ain't no way but a few more days when the walls came down. A few more days, the promise came. A few more days. Come on, somebody. Help me, amen. There's coming a day when victory's coming. There's coming a day when walls are coming down. David said in Psalm 62:1, he said, truly my soul waits silently upon God. From him comes my salvation. He is only my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will you attack a man? To them I was just broken down. I was a broken down wall and a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They praise me to my face. They curse me in their heart. You ever been there? But my soul will wait in silence for God. For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock. He only is my salvation. He only is my defense. And I shall not be shaken. Listen, you can't have the job I have and not have two or three people mad at you every week or talking about you every week. If I let what people say affect what I'm doing in ministry, we wouldn't have a ministry. There's plenty of haters out there. There are, I'm telling you, you know this, there are plenty of haters out there that will mock, that will laugh, that will say you're out of your mind. You can't focus on none of that stuff. And I'll tell you this, the more you do in the kingdom, the more people are going to talk about you. The more you live for God, the more people are going to make fun of you. The more you show up for church and press in and get involved and start really getting involved in what God's doing in your life, the more people that grew up around you are going to detract. And so they done lost their mind. They're all Jesus-y now. Let them talk. There's places I can go right now, right here in this city, with all kinds of stuff being said. People attack me, they attack my family, they attack my kids, they attack the leadership of this church, they attack the worship leader, Justin. Just constantly running their mouth, tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing it down, finding fault with everything we're doing. I can take you to places right here in this city right now where people are doing that. I don't let that stuff bother me. People are always going to do that. I got a promise over my life. There's a promise over this house. There's a promise over your life. There's a promise over your house. Hello, come on, amen. Sometimes, you know how you play that out in your head and just want to go straighten them out. You want to go say, who do you think you are? I think that, and the Holy Spirit goes, no, don't worry about it. I got it. Don't worry about them. Don't even think about them. You ain't got to worry about proving them wrong. Stay focused. You stay quiet. Don't talk bad about them. There's a victory coming. There's a victory coming to your life. I mean, there's people that love to tell lies about you. You know who they are, don't you? They're in your life. They just love it. They love to stir up gossip about you and smile at your face and stab you in the back. But we've got to come to a place where we realize that that's not our source. God is our source for peace. God is our source for overcoming. God is our source for going to the place that He's called us to go. God is the place of our victory. Not other people's opinions. Not what other people think about us. Do you believe that? Come on, give Him some praise. Another reason we start talking negative about things is because sometimes it seems like it's totally out of reason or reality what God told us. It just seems so far-fetched to really believe that God's going to do something that big in our life. Sometimes God will tell us to do something, and the first thing we think is, that don't even make sense. Somebody must have put some anchovy on my pizza last night, because how can that be God? That don't add up. Why would God tell me to do that? You ever rationalize what God tells you to do something? Anybody in here, is it just me that does that? Why would God tell me to do that?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church And there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
2 Kings chapter 7, Bible says, there's a story here. The city had been encamped by its enemies. They were starving to death. There was a famine. There was no food. They couldn't get out to get food. The Bible says that they were selling donkey heads and dove's dung as gourmet food. I mean, you're hungry when you're going out and picking up bird poop and eating it. It had gotten so bad within the city that poor folks were taking and boiling their kids and eating them. I mean, that's a famine. They were trying to survive off of their children. That's how bad it got. The Bible says that the prophet Elisha comes into the city and he stands up one day and he says this. He says, guys, here's the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. By this time tomorrow, wheat will be sold for a shekel and barley for a half. You know what he was saying? By this time tomorrow, everything's going to be 90% off. We're going to have more food than we know what to do with. By this time tomorrow. I mean, you got to really be, you know, if you're a prophet of God and you say something like that, you got to know what you're talking about. Huh? The Bible says there was this royal officer there who was standing nearby, and he began to mock Elisha. He began to get negative and talk, and he began to say, if God opens the windows of heaven himself, this is not even possible. This couldn't even happen. I know you're a prophet. I know you know you're God's man. You're a man of God. But God, if God himself came down here on planet Earth, this could not happen. There's no way it could happen. But how many of you know, while the royal officer was up there naysaying and talking negative with his words, there were four lepers sitting outside the city gate that were not allowed in the city because they had leprosy. They're hanging out at the city gate. They ain't got no food. They're starving to death. And the enemy's camp is out there. And one leper looks to another leper and he says this. He says, you know what? If we go in the city, they're going to kill us. If we sit out here, we're going to starve to death. The only option we got is to walk to the enemy's camp and see if they'll give us some food. If they don't, they're going to kill us. All three options, we're going to die, but the only option we got where we might live is to go to the enemy's camp. The Bible says that those four lepers got up from the gate and they began to walk towards the enemy's camp. As they walked towards the enemy's camp, it was like God put amplifiers on their feet, man. And the enemy's camp got all stirred up and they ran and left. And they left their tents. They left their money. They left all their food. They left all their armor. They left everything. They ran. And the four lepers came into a massive camp full of food. And here they are standing there, and one of them says, hey, this ain't good, man, if we just sit here and we enjoy, well, let's take it back to the city. So they go back to the city, they get over to the city, and they tell everybody, guess what, we got more barley and we got more wheat than we know what to do with. We got livestock, we got everything. Our famine is over, we can eat now, we got it. And while they were speaking, the city crowds began to run towards the enemy's camp to eat. And when they did, they trampled that royal officer under their feet and killed him. Listen to me, your words can cost you. Your words can just not only cost you the dream of God or the promise of God over your life, your words can cost you your life. You need to hear me this morning because listen, everybody in this room, you have a promise over your life. You have a destiny in God. There's purposes for you to be here today. There's purposes for your life. Everything that God has designed you for, He wants to accomplish in your life. And I'm not negating that there is the prince of the power of the air and that there's a devil. But most of the time, we do the damage to ourselves. There is a devil. He's working through the cosmos, through the cultures, through the systems of the world, you know. That's how he works. But most of the time when it's an individual attack, when things are going wrong in our life, we're doing that to ourselves. We're undoing the promises of God with fear and doubt. And we put the fear and doubt in our mouth and we speak it. And we believe it. You can't come to God unless you believe on God. Listen, we're all guilty. We're all guilty of running our mouth and undoing what God wants to do in our life. I'm going to give you the opportunity to say, God, I ain't putting my mouth on anything again. I'm keeping my mouth on the Word of God. If I don't understand it and I don't know what to say, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to complain about people. I'm not going to murmur about people. I'm not going to out my frustration, get nasty. I'm not doing it no more. I'm going to repent. And repent is not, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. That's not repentance. Repentance means you're going in this direction and you stop and you turn around and now you're going in this direction. It means you stop doing what you're doing and you do something else. So if you say, God, I repent from this thing, that means we're going to put a guard over our lips and we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to filter what we say. And we're going to stop speaking junk. We're going to stop telling it like it is. We're going to stop complaining. We're going to stop speaking the negative. And we're going to start speaking the promise of God over our wives, over our husband, over our children. I'm telling you, listen to me. You want to see your kids grow up and become something in the kingdom of God? Speak the word of God over their life. It's true. It works. It works. You think about this. Think about this. Just stay with me. Out of every civilization in the whole world, there's only one ancient civilization that's still alive on the planet today. That's the nation of Israel. Every other ancient civilization was destroyed. There's no more Roman Empire. It's gone. There's no more Ottoman Empire, it's gone. There's no more Egyptian Empire, it's gone. They don't even worship the same gods anymore. The only ancient civilization that is still around to this day is the nation of Israel, and there's a specific reason for it. It's not because they're just God's chosen people. It's because God chose them for one reason, that they would pass the blessing from one generation to the next, and they pass the blessing through what they speak. Every Jewish man, when he puts his kids to bed at night, speaks over his children. God, I thank you that they're blessed, that no harm will come nigh their dwelling. Lord, that there's a blessing of God over their life, that they're healthy and happy all the days of their life. I thank you, God. You know what? When I heard that, I started praying for Michael when he was 5 years old like that. Lord, I thank you that his life, I thank you that he does good in school, that he goes to college, that he loves you all his days, that he'll keep himself pure until he gets married. I speak these blessings over his life today, God. And I've watched that word of God manifest in his life. Listen, out of 100 and some odd people that have won the Nobel Peace Prize, over 80 of them are Jews. Think about that. One of the smallest nations in the world. There's a reason for that. They have commanded the blessing of God ever since the very beginning of their civilization. To this day, they still command the blessing of God through their words over their kids. And in our culture, we undo it. We become self-absorbed in this culture. We become self-centered in this culture. Everything's about me. Today, out in the world, people that aren't saved today, they use their kids to fight their battles. Guys, listen. God wants the word of God to be in our mouth, the blessing of God to be in our mouth. You believe that today? We're going to repent together, okay? And we're going to get a fresh start today. We're going to pray together. I'm telling you, I'm believing miracles will begin to manifest in your life if you'll get your confession right. You start agreeing with God and stop agreeing with the devil. You start agreeing with what God says instead of agreeing with what Satan says. You believe that? Come on, let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, right now, say that with me. I thank you for the forgiveness that you gave to me. And I receive it into my life right now by faith. Lord, I repent for being nasty with my mouth, for speaking judgmental, for speaking negativity. Lord, for mocking others, putting others down. Lord, I repent from using my tongue to speak curses. And I change today with the power of the Holy Ghost. Set a guard over my lips. that I will speak your truth, your love, and your blessing. And Lord, if I can't say anything positive, I'll keep my mouth shut. And the victory shall be mine. Amen and amen. You believe that today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, slap somebody, high five.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.